President Clinton was back at the White House today after a four-day Thanksgiving break, and he said he would work hard this week to fill vacancies in his cabinet. The president had been expected to name a new national security team before his trip last month to Australia and the Far East, but he has yet to pick replacements for retiring Secretary of State Warren Christopher and Secretary of Defense William Perry. NPR's Mara Liasson joins us to talk about some of the important decisions facing the president over the next few weeks. Mara, why is the search for a new national security team taking longer than people at the White House said it would?
Well, Robert, that's the eternal question about the Clinton administration. It always takes longer for personnel decisions than the White House plans. I don't think there's any one obstacle. The president's thinking is said to be at an advanced stage about his national security team. He does want to announce them as a group. That's Secretary of State, Defense, National Security Advisor, and CIA. So his aides say he's been taking a lot of time figuring out how these people will all fit together and work as a team. Now, some of his aides say that decisions are expected in the early part of December, so in the next couple of weeks.
Now, at this time 4 years ago, after his first election, President Clinton talked about having a cabinet that looked like America. And there were members of the cabinet who were not only women members of the cabinet, African-American members of the cabinet, Latino members of the cabinet. Is that much of a factor this time?
It's still a factor. It doesn't seem to be the same obsession that it was 4 years ago. Certainly there will be an attempt to replace the two Hispanics who are leaving the cabinet. That's Transportation Secretary Peña and Housing Secretary Cisneros. The Hispanic vote was extremely important to President Clinton this time. Women are still important. There was a big gender gap in this election. There has been one new type of diversity added to the list, and that is partisan diversity. The president wants a Republican in his cabinet. Of course, he's got himself into a little bit of a pickle because he announced in advance he wanted a Republican before he actually found one who would be willing to serve.
This is President Clinton's second transition. Back in 92, of course, President Bush was still in office and he was just taking over. But are there any lessons learned from that experience that they seem to be applying in this second transition?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the first time, you know, when White House officials look back, they say now that they think the transition was actually the source of a lot of their problems. They spent so much time in 1993 going over each and every cabinet position that they didn't pay enough attention to the White House staff or to a strategy for governing. This time, of course, there's simply less of a transition. They have a smaller job to do. But they have learned some lessons. They picked their chief of staff right away. They got Erskine Bowles in there immediately. And from that appointment, all the other White House decisions will flow. So I think that they have learned a lesson.
Mm-hmm. What about progress toward a balanced budget? The president's going to have to come up with a proposal fairly soon. Both he and the Congress say they want one. And any signs of progress at all there?
Well, the White House is in the preliminary stages of putting together its budget. The bigger question, of course, is whether it will come to some agreement with the Republicans on a balanced budget plan. There is one small good sign. The assumptions upon which all budget decisions are based seem to be a little more aligned this year. Last time, if you remember, we went round and round on whose assumptions would be operative, whether it would be the Congressional Budget Office assumptions or the White House budget numbers. This time, they're a lot closer. Franklin Raines, the president's new budget chief, has been spending a lot of time with congressional Republicans working this out. He sees agreement on the budget assumptions as a way of creating a better climate for the entire budget negotiations, and he is making progress on this one small point.
Well, Mara, thank you.
Thank you, Robert.
NPR's Mara Liasson at the White House.